Chapter 16.
Could you join me with the governor's guy? Jesse said to Molly as he walked to his office. Always best to have a witness, Molly said. The man in Jesse's office didn't stand when they came in. He was maybe 50. He wore black wing-tipped shoes, a dark suit, a red tie, and a white shirt with a collar pin. His sandy hair was newly cut and parted on the left. Richard Kenfield, he said. From Governor Forbes. Didn't she tell you I was waiting? Officer Crane, Jesse said, yes. She told me. Jesse sat behind his desk and, pushing the chair back, put one foot on an open bottom drawer. And you chose to keep me sitting here for several hours? Yes, Jesse said. Do you have an explanation? Jesse nodded. Molly remained standing by the door. I do, he said. Kenfield waited. Jesse was silent. What is it? Kenfield said after a while. I had police work to do, Jesse said. And you don't think police work includes talking to the representative of the chief executive of the state? Nope. Are you being deliberately obtuse? Kenfield said. I'm not sure it's deliberate, Jesse said. What can I do for you? Kenfield paused for a moment and weighed his options. Then he shook his head slightly, puffed his cheeks a little, and blew some air out. Walton Weeks was a longtime supporter of Governor Forbes, Kenfield said. Jesse nodded. The governor is very concerned about his murder. Jesse nodded. We would like a full report on the death of Walton Weeks, Kenfield said, and the progress of the investigation. Me too, Jesse said. Meaning? Meaning I don't know any more than you do. We want progress reports, Kenfield said. We want to know every step you're taking. I've got everybody in the department looking for the killer or killers. We haven't found him, or her, or them. And we want the state police involved, Kenfield said. Jesse realized that Kenfield was checking off a mental list. I've been in touch with the homicide commander, Jesse said. We want the full resources of the state brought to bear on this investigation, Kenfield said. We want you working hand in glove with Captain Healy. Sure, Jesse said. Now. Kenfield checked off another mental point. What is your theory of the case? Same people that killed Weeks, Jesse said, killed Carrie Longley. Carrie, his assistant. Oh, yes, Kenfield said. Because of the same murder weapon. Because of that, Jesse said. And what haven't you told the press? Kenfield said. That Carrie was 10 weeks pregnant with Walton's kid. Pregnant? Yep. Is that a holdback? Kenfield said. No, Jesse said. We hold back things that only the killer could know, so if someone knows it, it's a clue. The killer or killers could have known or not known, and if they knew, could have known or not known that it was Walton Weeks' child. No point in holding it back. Somebody knows it. It proves nothing. Then why didn't you tell the press? Kenfield said. Saw no good reason to. There's Weeks' widow and Carrie's next of kin to think about. Yes, it's best kept quiet, Kenfield said. Lori Weeks is a very close friend of the governor, and she has always been as supportive as Walton was. I can't promise you, Jesse said. It may become pertinent, and if so, I'll blab. That would not endear you to us. Jesse nodded. We want your cooperation in this, Kenfield said. Jesse nodded. And our cooperation with you can be very helpful. Jesse nodded. You don't seem to care, Kenfield said. I don't, Jesse said. Perhaps we could change that, Kenfield said. He stood and walked to the door. With the door half open, he turned back to Jesse. Is it something personal? He said. Do you dislike the governor? Jesse shook his head. I don't even know the governor, Jesse said. It's you I dislike. Kenfield stared for a moment at Jesse. Then he turned and left. Wait until he gets to his car, Molly said. Why? Molly smiled. I gave him a parking ticket, she said. Jesse smiled and raised his right hand, and Molly high-fived him.